Hi. Good morning. This is microdoses. These are microdoses. I always feel slightly awkward about that phrase. This is a microdose. Anyway, you guys can help me out. You all can help me out. Or maybe I just evolve the welcome and say, hi, here we are. Today feels like that. I'm sitting on the moss. This isn't a time I usually record microdoses. It's early morning. It's the Amrit Vela, as they say, when the veil is thin, between 4 and 7 a.m. And the sun is rising, and the new day is birthing itself. And I've come to experience it as this beautiful quantum field that ripples all day when I can open my eyes and get out of bed. That part is never easy for me yet. And walk myself outside to just be and listen in this space. I'm staying somewhere with a friend that has been really loved. The nature here has been deeply loved, and you can feel how activated it is. It's like the same feeling as an instrument that's been played, or lips that have just been kissed, or a cat that's been petted, or has been in a deep nap in the sun. These things that are just infused with love, here's a frog singing. They just have a certain glow and co-creative energy to them. And as soon as I arrived here, I said, what's the story? And it turns out there's, of course, a story of an artist who came here and drew incredible plans for this mound and faced the entrance of the house right to the winter solstice sunset, sunrise, actually, and planted rocks in a huge circle around the whole piece of land. 18.6 years, a rock for each. I don't know how they did the 0.6, but the years, I guess, of a lunar cycle, it said, between lunar eclipse cycles. And just this interest and extension into deep communion with nature, with all that is. We call it nature, but all that exists, all of life. I mean, we're part of nature. Sometimes even calling it nature sort of makes it one thing. And as I'm sitting here, I'm just aware of the extraordinary world, planet Earth, imagination made manifest through the infinite variety and extravagance and realness of life, of the comings and goings and the births and the deaths and the flowers and the birds and the diversity and the sounds and the smells and the infinite imagination Earth is. The veins of gold and crystals underground and minerals and layers and ores, and just imagine it translucent for a moment, and all of the layers and all of the firmament outside of this spherical jewel. And the greens and the deserts and the oceans and the deep sea creatures, the glaciers, all of it, this one being, this one infinitely imaginative being. I'm grateful for this space because sometimes I'm feeling a trajectory or some crystallized thoughts. But then when I start speaking it, it wants to be something else. And if I didn't have the impulse in the space, I wouldn't have such a clear experience of this. This art making itself, this art making me in this real time space energy coordinate moment. I'm hoping you can hear some of the sounds. The communications, the birds and the frogs. And I and a group of us have been thinking a lot about this more spherical communication, ways of communing beyond words. Being together, being in full presence, being in silence, listening, been practicing that with a group of us here of just resting and being, enjoying each other. I said, and enjoying each other. I was thinking enjoying, but I said joying. But being with people and being able to say, I'm going to nap now, or I'm going to meditate, or let's be silent for a while, and opening up some of these other spaces, just like in the womb, sound before sight. We couldn't see yet. A little tiny deer just, oh, two of them. They're playing in the woods behind me and hopping through. Here comes a third. Yeah. Joy, like that, like the three of us friends. Just being in the space of being together without apology, without need to be something else other than what our body's cues and our highest desire is moment to moment. I think we can come to please the other or come to feel like talking is more preferred or more important, or that's our job to take care of the other, when sometimes the greatest taking care of the other is taking care of the self and that full liberation. To relax and lounge and come and go and be totally attuned to our own physiology and activate it through resting and through listening, just like this land is. And so my prompt, there's a better word than prompt. The living art and experiment for today is to articulate being your beingness without reservation, apology, doubt, or not enoughness. As if you knew, and maybe you do, and deep down I think we all do, know that it's our deepest and most vast intelligence to be totally in sync. And to deliver that transparently to either yourself or someone around you. So right now, take 1 minute and I'll be here with you. Take out a piece of paper and a pen and draw or write or render your own inner energy and what you would do with it right now without any other pressures. Because this deep rest and this matter of factness in being and learning to articulate that is so valuable, I find. So I'm going to be here in nature and just write what that is. I'm going to nap now. Or whatever it feels like. Thirty more seconds. Just go in. What is your body telling you about what you need today? And how can you communicate it matter-of-factly to yourself and others? Beautiful. Thank you. Enjoy. Or just joy.